This is Weekend Arts on RN, coming to you live from Brisbane's Goma, part of the opening weekend of My Country I Still Call Australia Home, contemporary art from Black Australia. Great to have your company wherever you're listening. And I'm joined now by artist Michael Cook, who's moved very successfully from the world of commercial photography into fine art and has some beautiful images in this exhibition from your series Civilised. Can you explain them to people who haven't been lucky enough to see them, Michael?
I first came up with the idea after seeing one of the paragraphs out of Cook's journals about how he saw Aboriginal people. And I then started looking at some of the other countries that come to Australia before the English went off our history books, which was the Dutch, Spanish and French. And I read some of their journals and how they looked at the Aboriginal people as well. And I saw quite a lot of difference between maybe how Cook, even compared to with some of the other English explorers as well, such a difference in how they saw the Aboriginal people as being quite uncivilised. So I wanted to use the four countries in our history books and dress them in a way that they would have been seen through European eyes as being more civilised.
And so that in the photographs, and if you've seen a Michael Cook photograph, you'll remember it. They're so beautiful and sort of otherworldly. And what the series here involves is Aboriginal people, individuals wearing, it might be, you know, a Renaissance ruff, or it might be a sailor's uniform. So it's sort of, it's crossing and undermining our expected categories of identity of what a black person's supposed to look like, what a European is supposed to look like.
Exactly. I was inspired by, for the series, I went and visited the National Gallery in Trafalgar Square in London and saw these amazing big old 1400, 1500, 1600 paintings with amazing light, 3 to 4 metres wide in beautiful frames. And they always used to make the subjects quite clear and the backgrounds quite soft. So I wanted to reproduce that through photography. So I've mottled down the backgrounds quite a lot and got rid of the horizon line to add a little bit of mystery to it and placed them all on the beach in a way to say that this would have been the first sighting that Aboriginal people would have had with Europeans and vice versa. It would have all happened on our coastlines of Australia. So represented that to a certain extent.
Because a lot of your earlier works has looked at sort of transformation, it seems to me, like the series The Mission or Broken Dreams. It was part of the National Gallery's 2012 second triennial. It seems like you're interested perhaps personally about navigating your own identity through these offerings that are being made to you.
Yeah, I'm basically with my projects, I'm teaching myself my own ancestry, I suppose, from my Indigenous side. It's something that I never learnt at school and being adopted is something that I didn't know from my own history. So it's a way of teaching myself my Indigenous ancestry, and every project I do is kind of like a lesson. And I also like to ask questions within the projects as well. So I'm kind of like asking myself my own questions and giving myself answers or teaching myself along the way to these questions that I have.
And so, though it's clearly not, it might start off as a project for you, but I wonder what you're wanting audiences to see differently. You had a fantastic series from a year or two ago, Through My Eyes, which portrayed Australian prime ministers from Edmund Barton right through to Julia Gillard, overlaid with Aboriginal faces. What were you wanting people to see when they saw that series?
It was basically the same meaning as some of the newer series as well. It was about seeing Aboriginal culture, understanding Aboriginal culture, and for usually what has happened in the past and how that reflects to how Indigenous people live in their communities today. Me being brought up, a lot of people used to say, oh, how come Aboriginal people have all the same rights as what we do, they have all the same opportunities and so on, sometimes even more so from what people say to me. My question is, what's happened over the last 200-300 years on white settlement to Australia directly reflects where Aboriginal people are today, and that could be through our missions and so on. So what I'm asking in Through My Eyes is to look at Aboriginal cultures through Aboriginal eyes for our explorers and through our government as well, which is the reason I did the 27 prime ministers, which was going to actually start with 6 or 7 prime ministers. And I found Bob Hawke was quite a simple face to do, which took about 4 minutes of retouching. And I thought, oh, this is so easy, I might go on and do the full 27. And I got to someone like Paul Keating, which is completely the opposite features of Aboriginal features, and took me like 2 months to actually put that image together.
So even though you're using a computer, it's not easy, I see. What and just a final comment, Michael, I mean, what's your feeling about, you know, I saw some of these works were in the Asia Pacific Triennial from the Civilised series. How do you feel about them being hung among the work that's on show with this exhibition?
I think it sits quite well. There's a lot of connection to countries through my works, in most of my works. I show that through Broken Dreams with the parrots, and again with the parrot into to the mission. And I ask a lot of questions through the projects, which I leave most of my projects open to interpretation. And always in the last image, I'm kind of like usually have a connection back to the land in some way in most of the projects. So. Kind of like a, I suppose, leading on to where we sit today.
Thank you very much, Michael Cook, whose work is part of the exhibition that opens today at GOMA, My Country, I Still Call Australia Home, Contemporary Art from Black Australia, and it's on here at GOMA until October.